Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We definitely had an increased risk in drowning with the arrival of the, you know, coronavirus pandemic and people sheltering at home, which meant that there was more access to water. So more access to the backyard pools and actually bathtubs as well and ponds, which are often around near vicinity of around the home, and they're usually unbarriered. And so with that beginning, you know, at the middle of March, we saw for certain an increase in drownings happening earlier than they usually spike. You know, usually here in Texas, we see our biggest spike in May, June, and July, but we certainly saw that spike, I think, earlier because of that. You know, people were at home, kids were not in school, caregivers were trying to work from home while supervising kids. And, you know, we heard from our pool service partners, so the people that clean the backyard pools, that people were wanting to use their pools earlier in the year because they were at home and they needed to have recreation. So for sure, we saw that increase in drownings happening sooner. And right now in the state of Texas, you know, we've lost 30 children to fatal drownings in all kinds of water. But certainly of all of those numbers, 50% of those have been in pools, and of the 50%, 86% of those have been in backyard pools. So for sure, the backyard pool is definitely a problem for us. It is every year, but it's certainly a problem now that people are at home more.
Absolutely. So what are the basic things that we need to remember if we're just taking that cover off the pool, getting it ready, and maybe our kiddos are seeing that and they're getting a little bit curious? And what are the things that we can do as parents to help protect them?
Sure. We think about we have to have layers of protection. So in water safety and drowning prevention, there's not one thing that can prevent a drowning. Unfortunately, if there were, that would be great. But we have to look at it like a multi-layered approach. So, you know, constant visual supervision from an undistracted adult is great. However, it's not foolproof, just like anything else. So we talk about having an adult water guardian. So that's if they're kids are in, near, and around the water, that you have an undistracted adult whose only job is to watch the kids and not be on their phone, not be distracted by conversations or things like that. But other layers of protection that we need to talk about are ensuring multiple barriers. So you mentioned the pool cover, but we've got pool covers, we've got door and gate locks, door alarms, fences. And we love isolation fences. So that means a four-sided fence versus a fence where you would use the house as one of your walls of the fence, because obviously kids can get access to the pool through a door that's accidentally left open or a door that they can get unlocked or even a dog door or a pet door. We've seen kids have access to water. So for that, it's all about blocking access to water and slowing down kids getting to the water. Another thing, you know, obviously we love to talk about layers of protection, and, you know, wearing life jackets is a great one when you're in near and around the water, and certainly open water. But we can also talk about the importance of learning to swim. Now that's becoming a challenge for people now this summer, as we've got, you know, swimming lessons not happening in certain places. But it's really about layering the protection. And from the Collins Hope side of things, we educate parents and caregivers about how they can have safer behaviors around water. And then we talk to kids at the earliest of age about creating safer behaviors around water. So teaching them not to go to the water without an adult and always asking permission, teaching them that they have to have a grown-up watching them when they're near water, and learning how to swim and letting them know learning very early on what life jackets are and things like that. So it's when we talk about drowning prevention from our side, we want to change the culture of water safety. So just like you would teach a child to not touch a hot stove or teach them to look both ways before they cross the street or hold a hand in a parking lot. We want to talk about water safety at the with the same level of urgency and at the earliest of ages. And so I think having that for parents and caregivers, having that conversation about water safety at the very, very earliest of age, and then putting those layers of protection into place and blocking the access to the water. One of the things we haven't talked about, but I have to mention, is bathtubs, because, you know, in Texas right now, you know, we've had 6 bathtub drownings since the beginning of the year, fatal drownings. And that makes up 20% of our total, you know, fatal child drownings are in bathtubs, and that happens year round. And that's often a child's first access to water is the bathtub. So never leaving a child unattended in the bathtub is an important thing for parents and caregivers to think about too.
Where do you encourage people to go for more information? How would you like to wrap up, Alyssa?
I would love to wrap it up by challenging you, first of all, and anyone who's listening, to go to the Collins Hope website, collinshope.org/quiz, and take our water safety quiz. It is 10 questions designed for parents and caregivers, everything from don't leave a child unattended in the bathtub to how to get out of a rip current and everything in between. And it's a great way to just, you can't fail the quiz. If you get one wrong, it'll give you a hint. And then if you get it wrong again, it'll give you another hint. But it's just 10 questions, and it increases people's water safety knowledge. And for people who think that they already know everything, it'll refresh your knowledge. And so I would send them there. And then I would challenge parents and caregivers to talk to their families, make water safety rules, just like you would make rules about other safety things. But as a family, come up with your rules and then enforce those rules, because together we can really prevent these drownings. I mean, drowning is fast, it's silent, and it's preventable. So those are the simple things. Really simple things can save lives. And I think we can stop the drownings that we're having, in for sure, in our state, but everywhere.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.